This is Radio Times. I'm Artie Moss-Cohen. It's Father's Day this Sunday, and today we devote the show to dad jokes. You know, those groan-inducing, eye-rolling, and extremely uncool jokes that fathers are known to tell. While my dad did different kinds of jokes that usually involve disguises and fast cars, I know plenty of dads who revel in puns and knock-knock jokes and corny punchlines, and you know who you are. Well, here's some dad jokes from the WHYY staffers today on Radio Times, and we'll talk with our guests about the appeal and popularity of dad jokes, and we have a trio of guests who have joined us on Radio Times. John Sutton is a psychologist and founder of the Dad Pride blog, and he joins us from England. And John Sutton, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Hi, Marty. Good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Here with us in our Philadelphia studio is Bill Hangley Jr., named after his father. He's a freelance reporter here at WHYY and humor editor for Reader's Digest, where he screens readers' jokes. Bill Hangley, nice to have you with us on Radio Times as well.
It's a pleasure to be here, Marty.
And our third guest is Jaya Saxena, and she's a writer, co-founder of the satirical Dad magazine, and that's at the website The Toast. And Jaya, nice to have you with us on Radio Times as well.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm not sure who to put this to first, but John, let me put this first to you. Here we are a couple of days before Father's Day. I understand you celebrate the same day in England as we do here in the U.S., and we're doing an hour making fun of dads by telling dad jokes. Do we like to tease our fathers?
Oh, yeah. Dads get a hard time generally, don't they? In the media, in films, in song, and from the kids. But I think the interesting thing is all children end up doing this with their own children. So it's like the Fonz said, by the time I realized my dad was right, I already had a kid who thought I was wrong.
And this is telling dad jokes and making fun of dad, telling dad jokes. But it is a kind of loving experience, hopefully, John Sutton, we're going to have during this hour. Yes?
I think so. It's a way of bonding, isn't it? And it's more than anything else. It's just, I suppose, showing your children the ropes when it comes to humor and comedy. You know, what all children want and deserve is a parent that's sparky. You know, you don't want a parent who's stodgy. And telling bad jokes and sharing in how bad they are is just one part of that, I think.
Well, Bill, let me turn to you, and I'd like to actually hear from each of you, and then we're going to play a clip. So how should we think of dad jokes? And I have to say, until a week ago, I had never heard of the phrase dad jokes. What are dad jokes? Where did they come from?
Well, the dad joke, as we know it right now, is a little bit of the sort of millennial version of a much older thing, which is, you know, jokes by dad. The thing that we call a dad joke is sort of the modern version of dad just basically messing with his kids. And when I sort of sat down to think about these things, what occurred to me is that the dad joke really is dad's revenge. Dad, by the time his kid is old enough to understand a joke, dad has already been spending several years basically as the kid's slave. And dad has figured out by that point that the joke is really on him. There's no sports car. There's no world domination. It's really,
he's a dad.
He's a dad. But by the time the kid is old enough, the kid can understand a few things and dad can start to have a little fun, but also teach the kid a few things.
But we are talking, I mean, they have to be corny, I would assume. They have to be, you know, groan-inducing.
Yep.
Anything else?
They have to be a little bit of a puzzle for the kid to figure out. And I think that one of the things that's interesting about these jokes is that at a certain level, it's dad challenging this young person. Hey, figure this out. You know, one of the jokes that I love, why can't you hear a pterodactyl use the bathroom? Because the P is silent.
A perfect dad joke.
A
yes?
Perfect dad joke. In fact, almost the template of a dad joke. And it takes a little bit, you know, it takes a little bit of a minute for the kid to figure out what's going on. But this is a moment in its way where the children are starting to learn that, in fact, the world doesn't tell you exactly what it's thinking at any given moment. Sometimes you got to start to figure things out for yourself. And if the best dad can do, rather than dominating the world, is give their child some of these lessons to move them forward in their quest to dominate the world, the dad joke kind of helps move that along.
Jay, let me get you in on the conversation. How do you see dad jokes?
Well, to me, it really seems like a bit of a freedom to be corny, that, you know, you're not feeling self-conscious that much, that you can just, you know, make a bad joke and laugh at it. You don't necessarily have to worry about it being the best joke in the world and have that pressure. And I grew up with a very silly dad. I grew up with a dad who loved to try to make me laugh and loved to do silly, corny things around the house. And it was wonderful. And as I got older, I, you know, just sort of kept appreciating that I had that.
What kinds of things would your dad do?
He was a really big fan of the sort of classic walk this way joke, where he would walk into another room really, you know, in some sort of silly way and get me to follow him in that silly way. You know, just a big fan of making up goofy voices, making silly faces. But then he was also the one who introduced me to a ton of comedy that I still love, from Looney Tunes to Monty Python to, you know, everything like that.
Let me go back to you, John. I need your definition of dad jokes, and then we will play a clip that we put together. How do you define them?
Well, I think what Bill was saying there was really interesting in terms of the puzzle to be solved, because I came across a quote just today, actually, from the philosopher Kant, who talked about jokes in terms of that resolution, describing the sudden transformation of a strained expectation into nothing, because the expectation is resolved. And I quite like to think of a dad joke as actually the other way around, the sudden transformation of nothing into a strained expectation, because there's really not a lot to it. And at the end, a common reaction is that it? You know, you're expecting so much more, and you're left still with that strained expectation. And I think it's quite interesting that in some ways dad jokes are kind of flipping the usual formula on its head.
Well, let's play this montage, and this is some of the WHYY staff best dad jokes that we recorded. Now, some of the jokes are jokes that their fathers told. Others are dads who work here filling us in on the jokes that make their kids crazy. Let's give it a listen.
Hey, see that flock of cows over there?
Not a flock, a herd.
Herd of what?
Herd of cows.
Yeah, herd of cows. There's a whole flock of them right there.
What time is it when an elephant sits on a fence? Time to get a new fence.
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted.
This is the one that my dad said forever. Hey, does your face hurt?
No.
It's killing me.
What did the baby light bulb say to the mama light bulb? I love you, Watts and Watts.
Do you know what's green and has 1,000 legs?
What's that?
Grass. I lied about the legs.
What's the difference between a sewing machine and a kiss? Well, one seems so nice and the other sews seems nice.
Dad jokes from WHYY, and that's what we're talking about today on Radio Times. Bill, you want to weigh in on that? Are those good examples of dad jokes?
I was going to say that is just dad joke 101 right there.
Especially with the booing, right?
The booing, is exactly. It represents the universal reaction to the dad joke. But then part of the story of the dad joke is dad don't care. You know, you can laugh at dad, you can poke fun at dad, you can moan, you can groan, and dad don't care.
Well, this is to you, John Sutton. You're a dad. You don't care? And these are the kinds of jokes you tell your kids?
No, not at all. It's a fantastic experience. And I think one of the interesting things with my own children is that I'm convinced they are developing a better sense of humor than I have and have ever had as a result of this. You know, they find things, they like going to see live comedy, and they tell their own jokes. And I like to think I've played some small part in that. And even just the topics of dad jokes, if you can pick on things that are their cultural references, so the classic, what do you call a nervous Jedi? Panicking Skywalker. You just introduce anything that's about Star Wars or pirates. Why are pirates so great? They just are. any time you can talk about Star Wars, superheroes, zombies, pirates with your kids, that's all good with me.
That's all good. Good fodder for dad jokes. And John, do your children eye roll and groan and say, oh, dad?
They do, but as I say, they've started already, I think, started to do their own dad jokes. I mean, my youngest is 7, and there's a particular form of dad joke, which is saying the same thing repeatedly in the same situation. So whenever I see an ambulance going past with sirens blaring, lights on, I always say, without fail, it's not going to sell many ice creams going at that speed. And the first time I said it, it was vaguely amusing. Then when you say it about 100 times, it goes through these waves of not being at all funny, then being a little bit funny because it's so unfunny.
Right.
And then finally, when your own 7-year-old sees an ambulance goes past and says it, you think, my work here is done.
Absolutely. Jai, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fantastic. And I do think that, right, you know, Dad doesn't necessarily care. Dad doesn't need to impress anybody here. Dad's just doing it for his own amusement. But I loved all those dad jokes. And I feel like, you know, it's a lot about the joke formula. There's a bunch of ones, whether it's, you know, walking into a bar, whether, it, you know, it's just plain setup in question and an answer. And sometimes it's so obvious, but there's something really enjoyable in its obviousness.
Well, and I'm thinking, Bill, sort of listening to some of these jokes and also doing a little preparation for the show, they are G-rated. I mean, dad jokes, they're not dirty. They're not disgusting.
Right.
They're not, you know, they're very, very benign in many ways.
It's true, because Dad, I think, you know, again, it's sort of in the undercurrents of the truly good dad joke is that Dad is still basically protecting the kid. Dad is challenging the kid with some puzzles, but Dad is not trying to scare the kid. Dad is not trying to, you know, get the kid to think about things that are beyond where the kid should be. It's like I said, they're puzzles, and they're probably, there's probably a range of, you know, I'm sure that various dads have an escalating scale of blue.
depending on the age of the child, probably.
Right, blue and brown are both popular sort of humor themes, and I guess as the kid gets older, Dad probably gives himself a little more license to experiment in those realms. But
and do you get a lot of dad jokes at Reader's Digest?
We do, and we get to, it's funny, we were thinking about this, you know, I've always gotten lots of jokes about dads. I've started to get things that people call dad jokes only fairly recently because it's only a fairly young demographic that's calling them this. But again, you know, for ever and ever and ever, people have been sending in these kind of, you know, dumb jokes. Yeah.
Is dumb jokes another word for dad jokes, though?
You know, it's close to it, but definitely the phrase dad jokes refers to how the joke is deployed. A dumb joke can be told by anybody to anybody, but a dad joke is, you know, a very particular kind of joke.
And we're almost having a break here. And is this kind of coming from, Bill, millennials? Is that the genesis of what we're calling dad jokes?
Well, like I said, the thing that is called a dad joke seems to have first turned up on Reddit. I didn't make a full study of exactly where they came from, but the first place I ever saw them was coming through Reddit, the social media site, which is obviously heavily populated by a younger millennial type generation. You know, as I said, you know, now I start to get things people say, hey, here's a dad joke, you know.
Well, we are doing talking about dad jokes in this hour of Radio Times. That's Bill Hangley, also with us, John Sutton, and Jaya Saxena. And we are talking about dad jokes, and we want you to join our conversation. You can call us at 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Stay with us. Much more after this very short break. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moscoane. In honor of Father's Day, we're devoting this hour of Radio Times to the most groan-worthy, eye-roll-inducing, and flat-out corny jokes that are so often told by our dads, so-called dad jokes. And let me reintroduce all three of our guests. Jaya Saxena is a writer, co-founder of the satirical Dad magazine, and that's at the website The Toast. Bill Hangley, freelance reporter here at WHYY, also humor editor for Reader's Digest, where he screens readers' jokes. And John Sutton is a psychologist in England and founder of the Dad Pride blog. And we want you to join our conversation. You can call us at 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. In fact, we have a tweet from ATP, text from Kid. Dad, can you pick me up? Reply from Dad. Why? Did you fall down again? You've heard that before, Bill, right? Eye roll from
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, it is a classic. I just was looking at another one right down here. The proud new father sits down with his own father to have a drink, and the father says, "Well, son, now that you have a son of your own, it's time I gave you something." The son says, "Dad, you don't mean," and the father says, "Yes, I do, son. Here is your copy of our treasured 1001 dad jokes." Hands it over to the son. The son says, "Dad, I don't know what to say. I'm honored." And the father says, "Hi, honored. I'm Dad."
Bom, bom, boom, right? There we go. Jay, let me get you in, back into the conversation. I'm actually looking at the cover of Dad magazine. This is for May, our annual Cool Dad Guide. Yep, you still got it. Mother's Day, why not Father's Day? Oh, right, that already exists. Is this the year you finally finish that thing on the porch? We love to make fun of our dads, don't we?
Yes.
Where did Dad magazine come from?
You know, it really came out of, I do it with my husband, and we were hanging out with one of the editors of The Toast, Mallory Ortberg, and we just started cracking these corny jokes at each other and realized how much we all sort of love them and love, you know, very gentle, loving, making fun of our own dads. And it just sort of came about naturally that we thought this would be a hilarious concept. And every month, people in the comments are talking about funny things their dad said, funny things their dad did, you know, how accurate some of the headlines can be. That's like, my dad's on the deck right now with a new project, you know, figuring out. So I think, you know, for whatever it's worth, I think we hit on something of realizing that dads can be very silly and particular, and we love them for it.
You know, John, I was thinking we don't have mom jokes the way we have dad jokes. You're our psych, and Bill Hanley is saying, "No way, no mom jokes." Why not? Do you think?
I'm very interested to hear other people's views on why that might be. But from a psychological perspective, having looked at a bit of the research on play and risk taking, I think there's something similar going on with jokes. Because when it comes to play, there's research to show that fathers are more inclined than mothers to try and activate exploratory behavior by being less protective. So if you put toys at the top of some stairs, the researchers will find that dads kind of follow a further distance behind their child than a mother will. And there's various other studies of play and risk-taking that suggest that dads see it as an active part of their role to kind of push boundaries and be the one that tries to encourage their child to explore and take those risks. And I think there are some parallels between kind of play and risk-taking and jokes. And bad jokes might be the kind of training wheels of comedy, if you like, as they learn to kind of ride the bike of humor.
Well, that's
that
interesting.
Sounded awful, didn't it? Bill, mixed metaphor.
You know, no, we love mixed metaphors. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just thinking as you asked that, I thought, well, yeah, you know, there's not many mother jokes. And then I thought, well, there are a heck of a lot of mother-in-law jokes. And so I think the lesson there is people find it they're willing to make jokes about other people's mothers, but not their own.
Yeah. And moms don't tell. I mean, I'm a mom. I can say this, I guess. I mean, moms don't tell the same kind of jokes that we're talking about with dad jokes, where people groan and say, "Oh, my gosh, Dad, there you go."
No, man. No. It really is interesting. I never quite thought about it. But it's true that the groaning and moaning department is definitely dad's department. You know, there's something about dad that it's appropriate for it's part of his job to, again, be a in the modern parlance, to disrupt the situation. It's a little bit of a disruptive thing, the dad joke, whereas the mother's role is a little bit more maternal. But I think there might be also something in there where dads encourage their kids to take risks with these jokes. They don't encourage their kids to take risks making jokes about mom.
Oh,
you know, So dad knows dad knows quite a few things, and one of the things that dad knows is don't mess with mom. Everybody's life will be a lot better.
Jaya, you want to jump in on this at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting about there being mother-in-law jokes, but I do think there's a difference between dad jokes and mother-in-law jokes, because dad makes himself the butt of the joke, but you're not telling jokes about your dad, versus if you tell a mother-in-law joke, you're making your mother-in-law the butt of the joke. And I also think historically, you know, women have been the primary caretakers and everything. They don't have time to make jokes. They don't have time to, you know, have that freedom to let their kids, you know, play or like stand back because they're the ones taking care of everything. And I know that's changing a lot now. And there are a lot of men who are taking exactly equal roles or more than, you know, more than half their share in terms of childcare and parenting. But, you know, that's still rare in terms of the lion's share of housework and childcare.
Well, it'd be interesting to see as more men do all that stuff, whether they will joke less. I don't know if that will happen or not. John, I have a question for you. Then I do want to get some callers in on the conversation. If we're talking about dad jokes, are we laughing with dad or are we laughing at dad or some combination of the two?
It's a very fine line, isn't it? And I think it's a line that any confident dad should be completely comfortable with. I don't think it particularly matters. As long as there's laughter, that's good.
I think
it's different, as you say, when the dads are putting themselves up as the butt of the joke, that's fine. I mean, what made me start the blog, actually, was seeing endless depictions of dads just being completely useless in films, adverts, anything. And while all around me, most of my friends who were dads were doing a perfectly decent job, spending a lot of time with their kids and managing not to accidentally sit on them or put them on the barbecue or anything like that. And I think dads object to being the butt of the joke when it's to sell product or be in a film. So maybe the dad joke, being able to claim that space of, yeah, I can make fun of myself, but I don't like it when other people do it.
You want to add to that, Bill?
I was just thinking, you know, there's obviously it wouldn't be a good thing for dad to accidentally sit on the young person. But then part of what the dad joke is dad on purpose sitting on the young person just to basically challenge the young person to squeeze their way out.
And say, oh, dad.
Metaphorically speaking, like, let me get out from under this situation. And that's where it gets back to this puzzle thing. You know, there is a little puzzle. And I mean, I remember this from growing up when dad would challenge us with various little things. And, you know, this is not quite a dad joke, but it's a scene I remember really vividly from when me and my two sisters were very, very young. We'd all take a bath together, right? You'd get us all three in the tub. And when dad was washing the hair, he'd pour the water on your head to rinse the shampoo out, but he'd pour it on my head and he'd say, oh, now I'm pouring it on Katie's head. And that just
I'm not Katie.
That just cracked us up. And then he would pour it on my sister Michelle's head, and now I pour it on the Billy head. And we would laugh and laugh because it was so funny. I mean, we're at that stage where we weren't old enough to get a joke, but we were old enough to understand that it's funny when you mix things up like this. And we didn't even know why we were laughing, but that's when I think of my own dad's dad jokes. That's, again, it's sort of destabilizing the situation, but then always in this safe way.
It's a terrific story. Let me get, looks like Doug from Wilmington to join our conversation. Hi, Doug. Go ahead. You're on Radio Times.
Hey, I'm loving the show.
Thank you.
Early Father's Day present. And what they're saying is spot on. I'm a dad. I'm an experienced dad. And the dad joke is messing with the kids. And one of the situations that I was telling your screener about was to take the kids on a long drive. And after a while, of course, you get the question, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And I used to say, yeah, get out.
And they would say, Dad.
They would, but I would keep repeating that every time I'd get the are we there yet question. Now, it didn't work if we were stopped in traffic. You had to be moving fast.
Very important point. Doug, I appreciate the call into Radio Times. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Jay, let me go back to you. I'm wondering about the sort of etiquette of dads telling their corny jokes in front of their kids' friends. What are the rules about that one?
I mean, I think it's great because I think that, you know, you just get a bigger audience. It's more kids to laugh at you or with you, whatever the line is, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter. And,
you're not embarrassed?
I think it's embarrassed? I mean, I'm sure there, you know, there's moments where you're all slightly embarrassed by it, but, you know, that's something everybody has to go through. Everybody has to be embarrassed by their parents at some point. And then you come out on the other side looking back and appreciating what they did and then prepared to, you know, embarrass yourself in front of other people. I think it's teaching you that embarrassing yourself really isn't that bad, and everyone does it at some point.
I mean, that's part of it, isn't it, Bill? I mean, the sort of embarrassment factor. I mean, Dad is sort of embarrassing himself, but he knows it.
Yes, that's
on
true.
On purpose.
I think Dad knows it. It's back to sort of what Dad really knows. Dad really knows that he is still Dad. He can be embarrassed, but he's helping pay the bills. He's helping raise the kid. Again, it's back to that thing. By the time you're telling dad jokes to your kid, you've been on the job for years, and so you know you yourself can't be embarrassed by the silly things you say. But it is definitely a question for Dad. When do you want to embarrass your kids in front of other kids? Because that is an important challenge sometimes to you know. But other times, you know, I have to say I'm grateful to my own father for keeping that sort of thing to a minimum.
In the family, right?
Into the family. Yeah, there's a certain degree to which the dad joke is a family thing. Like, this is something we can do inside our private world. We can mess with each other. And it's a little bit of a learning experience for everyone. You know, doing that in public is a little bit different.
Well, let me find out from John, as our resident dad here who tells dad jokes. Do you tell your dad jokes in front of your kids' friends?
No, I'm sure I embarrass them in all kinds of other ways, but I think I do tend to keep the dad jokes in-house, actually. Yeah, I haven't considered that, but I think that's true.
But the idea of keeping it in-house is that this is something for the family, right? I mean, and it's a way, John, it seems to almost cement the family relationship.
Yep, and I think also another kind of dad joke is telling jokes that are like dad jokes about your own dad. So, in fact, it extends that family, you know, it extends to their grandparent as well. So, classic jokes about my dad always said to fight fire with fire. That's why he got fired from his job as a fireman. which I find particularly amusing just because it says the word fire so many times. And again, that's a good topic for jokes with kids. So there's that whole genre of jokes about that's why he got fired from his job as, or, you know, jokes relating to your own dad's career path. That my dad was a clown. Those are big shoes to fill, kind of thing.
And, wrong,
and it's
wrong.
Just extending it out to the next generation. So it's keeping it in the family, but wider, in a wider sense, I think.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about dad jokes with John Sutton, with Bill Hangley Jr., and also with Jaya Saxena. And you're listening to Radio Times here on WHYY. Let me actually read a dad joke that I just saw here. Oh, yeah, an email from Matt. He says, here's one that brought a lot of groans. If you are attacked by a bunch of clowns, go for the juggler. Okay, I just, you know, I mean, these are dad jokes. What can I say? What can I say? Let me get Andrew from Pineville to join us on Radio Times. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show, and
I wanted
to share one of my father's favorite jokes and one of mine, dad jokes. He used to cut out cartoons from the funny papers, and it actually may have been from Reader's Digest, but he cut one out and hung it up on the refrigerator, and it was a father sitting at a chair reading the paper with his son by his side, and his father said, "Hey, Dad, why is the sky blue?" And his father said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, why is the ocean blue?" And the father said, "Well, geez, I don't know." And the kid, after a few moments, said, "Do you mind me asking you all these questions?" And he said, "Of course not. How else are you going to learn anything?" And, of course, there was that whole series of Daddy Daddy jokes, and it was my favorite one was, "Daddy Daddy, how come I keep walking around in circles?" And he says, "Shut up, kid, or I'll nail your other foot to the floor."
Oh, my gosh, I do remember that one.
So that's what you call an older school dad.
Yeah, exactly.
That is pretty classic. One of the things, like I was saying before, the thing that we call the dad joke is a little bit of a new label on an old thing. But what these callers are revealing to us is that this condition of daddom is really eternal. You know, the millennial dad joke, the 1970s guy's dad joke, the 1950s guy's dad joke, it all kind of comes back to the same thing.
Now, I do remember that joke about nailing the kid, I'm going to nail your other foot to the coffee table or whatever. Jaya, I wonder, even at your dad magazine, do you get dad jokes there?
People send them in? I mean, they definitely do, or they, you know, they'll talk in the comments about, you know, silly things their dads have said. I think I've heard that one about nailing your foot to the floor before. And then it's others sometimes just like funny dad behaviors and funny things that they like to point out. I mean, I know one thing I love is that I'll poke fun at my own father-in-law about is that anytime there's a red-tailed hawk outside of a car, he can spot it. And so it's become this running gag of, like, we see him look at something and it's like, is that a red-tailed hawk? Because he manages to just see these things. And so I think they're just these, like, goofy little behaviors that even if they're not specifically joke-telling, that are just funny things that make you notice things about people and appreciate them.
We have a Facebook comment from Joe. I'm going to toss this to you, John. He says, is there a chance we may be overanalyzing something that is just fun? Do you think we are, John?
I'm a psychologist. That's what I'm here for.
Exactly. That's why I put that question to you. But are we?
I find it more and more interesting. The more I think about dad jokes, the more avenues there are for exploring why dads do it and the form that it takes. And like you say, the fact that it's got this kind of eternal form to it. So I don't think we're in danger of overanalyzing it yet, but I can see
there's still
where
time.
Your call is coming from.
Bill?
It's always worth remembering. I believe it was Mark Twain who famously said something along the lines of, humor is like a frog. You can dissect a frog and find out what's inside it, but the frog tends to die in the process.
Yeah. So, is that what we're doing? Are we killing the frog?
Well,
here?
There's a lot of frogs out there, so I think we can kill some, and there's still plenty left over to entertain other people. But I do think it's, you know, humor is, these jokes are funny for a reason, and there is always some undercurrent of subversion or challenge or a puzzle in any given joke, but it is certainly possible to overanalyze them.
Well, let's take a very short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation talking about dad jokes in this hour of Radio Times. That's Bill Hangley Jr. Also with us is Jaya Saxena and John Sutton. We're going to take a very short break and then get back to our conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen, and we are celebrating Father's Day by talking about and telling dad jokes. And let me quickly reintroduce our three guests. Joining us by telephone from England is John Sutton. He's a psychologist and founder of the Dad Pride blog. Here with us in our Philadelphia studio is Bill Hangley Jr., a freelance reporter here at WHYY, also the humor editor for Reader's Digest. He screens Reader's jokes. And joining us from T1D Line is Jaya Saxena, and she's a writer, co-founder of the satirical Dad magazine at the website The Toast. I do want to play another montage that we put together, and this is from the WHYY staff's Best Dad Jokes.
This is a joke that my husband recently told my son. A snail goes to a car dealership, and he asks for the biggest, fanciest car on the lot and buys it. And he tells the guy, but I need a really special paint job. I need giant red S's painted on the doors, on the windows, on the hood. And the guy looks at him and he scratches his head and he says, why? Why do you need these S's painted on? And the snail says, so when I drive down the street, people can say, look at that S cargo.
All right. So my name's Pete. My dad's name is Pete. And my oldest son, who's seven's name is Pete. So this is, I don't know if it's just a Pete joke, but this is what I heard growing up. And it was my dad and I on a boat, and he goes, Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off, and who was left?
Repeat?
Okay. Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off, and who was left?
Repeat?
Okay. Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off, and who was left?
Repeat.
Okay. Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off, and who was left?
A duck walks into a bar and sat down. The bartender asked,
what can I get you, duck?
The duck asked,
hey, got any grapes?
No, I don't have any grapes. This is a bar. Now get out of here, duck.
The duck came back the next day and asked,
got any grapes?
Look, pal, I don't have any grapes. I told you that yesterday. Get out.
The duck came back again the next day and the days after and said,
hey, you got any grapes?
Okay, pal. I've told you for the last time. Next time you come in here asking for grapes, I'm going to nail your bill to the bar.
The duck came back again the next day.
Got any nails?
What? No, I don't have any nails.
In that case, got any grapes?
When me and my sister were kids, we were going to the mall. My dad was working on some kind of construction in the house, rebuilding some room or something like that. And he walks in the room and he whips out his tape measure. And he whips it out really long and he goes, "How long are you guys going to be?"
I thought my dad was pretty corny and a lot of his jokes were just really ridiculous. Like he would walk me to school and I'd see a friend in front of me and I'd say, "Hey, Dad, let's catch up." And he'd be like, "Oh, let's catch up," and pretend to pour a bottle of ketchup on my head. And he would do it every single time, right? And then for Halloween, he would also say, "Oh, this year I think you should go as the Halloweener and like dress up as a hot dog." So there's some weird relationship between hot dogs and condiments and all these jokes. But anyway, he was totally corny. And my fear now as a father is that it's – and I pride myself of being funny, although maybe that's a bad thing. But at one point I'm going to be telling a joke and my children are just going to be rolling their eyes just the way that I did. So that's happy Father's Day to me.
And I have to thank our WHYY staffers who remain nameless for telling their dad jokes. And again, talking with our guests about dad jokes and telling dad jokes as well. Bill, those were slightly longer than the first ones that we heard. A little more narrative.
A little more narrative, but definitely classics in the dad joke genre. And it's a place where there's a crossover between the jokes that dads tell to their children and jokes that 12-year-old boys tell to each other.
Ah, yes.
And I think there's among the various things that dad is indulging himself in when he starts telling these dad jokes is sort of letting that little 12-year-old boy out to play. Because then this gets back to the sort of fact that the dad jokes reflect the fact that the joke at this point is on dad. You know, dad had a lot of years of his life where he had all sorts of ideas about what was going to happen in his adult life and the various ways he was going to dominate the universe.
But it didn't quite happen that way,
but you still get to, you know, you get to be young again. And that's not a bad thing.
Is that your inner child, John, when you're telling your dad jokes?
It could well be. I mean, another element that I'm always fascinated by is improvised weaponry that dads create. And I don't know if this is just a UK thing, but I think this links to the inner child thing. And that I had a friend who his own dad used to keep a 3-year-old egg in the house, and he used to say that it could blind an elephant. And apparently, if you ever knocked at his door after 9 p.m., he'd have it in his hand. And it's just things like that. Totally eccentric, odd behavior from dads, which it's just, I don't, is that a UK thing? Do you have to
We're scratching our head here, John. It might be a UK thing. I don't know. It's maybe too sophisticated for the States. I don't know.
I knew another whose dad carried salt in his pocket, and it'd say, if anybody attacks me, I could just throw salt in his face. That's not the most reliable of techniques, really.
Oh, well, let's see. We have a tweet from Eugene who says, "My dad would say things like, 'Shh, you wake me up,' when they were too when they were too loud in the car." Let me get Andrew from the Italian Market here in Philadelphia to join us. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead. You're on Radio Times.
Hi there. I'm loving this segment.
Thank you.
I am known in my friend group for having a really bad sense of dad humor, and I really get a lot of delight out of making my friends groan. But I was particularly proud of a tweet, actually, speaking of tweets. And it's the only time I've ever been retweeted in my career as an amateur writer.
Yeah.
And it's that whenever I show someone my Twitter account for the first time, I tell them, "Here's my handle and here's my spout."
And here's my spout. You want to groan for us, Jaya? For the group here? And that got retweeted, Andrew.
It did get retweeted. And with, I think, a hashtag was added, new media dad jokes.
Oh, interesting. We need emojis, don't we, for bad dad jokes. Thanks, Andrew, for calling into Radio Times. Is that redundant, though, bad dad jokes, Bill?
It's. I guess a bad dad joke would be a joke that ends in pain, death, or misery for the child. as long as the joke ends with somebody either groaning, it's a good joke.
It's a good joke. Did you want to add something, Jaya?
No, I think that's true. I think that, there's something inherently corny about these jokes. So, you know, they're not trying to be the wittiest things in the world. But yeah, a bad dad joke would just probably be one where there was no reaction. As long as there's some sort of groan or laugh or eye roll or something, I think that means success.
Do you agree with that, John?
Definitely, yeah. The groan is brilliant. And as I say, them entering into the spirit of it by doing their own, that's very rewarding for me too.
We have an email from Christine. She says, thank you so much for this program. As someone who is still missing her father dearly, he died in 1991. You give me a reminder of the image of him laughing and being silly. I was blessed to grow up in a family of punsters, and we laughed a lot through all kinds of troubles. I remember the laughter so well and so warmly. And I really appreciate that, Christine. Mm-hmm. My father died also many, many years ago, and, you know, miss him when Father's Day rolls around. And we didn't have puns so much, but my dad was a prankster. With rather elaborate pranks, and they were fun and usually involved the whole family. As I said, usually involved disguises and very fast cars. I'll just kind of leave it at that. Do you want to talk about your dad, Phil?
My dad was a great dad to have growing up, and he's a great dad to have, as I grow older. And humor was just an essential piece of our lives growing up. It was something that came from his family. But, it's another thing, I think, where it's part of the dad's protective role, because part of what dad is doing that you don't think about when you're growing up is so much hard work. Dad is dealing with, and, of course, mom is too, but they're paying the bills, they're dealing with the jobs, they're talking, they're looking at politics, what's happening in the streets, crime, problems, all these sorts of things that you don't have to deal with. As a kid, they're dealing with. And so in a way, I can see why dads go to this place because they don't, it's just...
They need a break, right?
They need a break, and they need to keep their kids, the jokes keep that stuff at bay in some very important way.
Let me get Erica from, it looks like, West Mount Airy to join us on Radio Times. Erica, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, I have kind of an eye roll, and this was a repeated thing. When we were on a family road trip and we kept asking, are we there yet? Dad would always point to something at the side of the road and he'd say, if we lived here, we'd be home now.
I've seen that sign somewhere. And everyone would roll their eyes, Erica?
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be pleased, I guess, that he got kind of reaction.
Yeah. It was guaranteed.
Well, I appreciate you calling into Radio Times.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can call as well. We're talking about and telling dad jokes in this hour. And a couple open lines at 1-888-477-9499. Let me get Mike from Germantown to join us. Hi, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, it's really not Mike from Germantown. It's really Shampoo Man.
Oh, yeah?
I really love the images of the bathing. The boys are much older now. And now that we have grandchildren, it's really funny. My wife and I are sitting there, and one of the guys announces to the little guy, okay, it's time for a bath. It's Shampoo Man. I'm going, oh, my God. It's 34 years later, Shampoo Man still alive. But and these puns of steel are certainly stolen. there's a more positive side to this, too. Here we are as parents, on purpose, making ourselves look ridiculous with these corny, ridiculous jokes. And the outcome and the takeaway lesson is that you can learn to laugh at yourself. I mean, imagine, so maybe when these kids find themselves in a situation where they're embarrassed, not on purpose, but by accident, they can use that sense of humor, laugh at themselves, and move on. So I think there's a more serious sort of takeaway to this whole ridiculous thing that we indulge in.
Oh, my God.
How's that suit with your people?
Hey, I think it suits us just fine now. Mike, thanks for the call to Radio Times. And
I love
puns of steel. Jaya, do you want to add something to what Mike was just saying there?
No, I think that's really true. I think that it's important for everybody to learn, at a young age that embarrassment passes and that it's not the worst thing to happen to you. And so if your dad embarrasses you, or if you see your dad, purposefully embarrass himself, you start learning that, this is okay, and this is something that you can laugh at and move on from, and that makes a lot of sense.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think one of the things that these dad jokes are kind of challenging is this, as kids get older, there's this very, very powerful force out there that says you got to be cool and you got to be on top of it, and you can't show any weakness and you can't show that you don't know what's going on and you blah, 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 blah. These jokes kind of take you away from that and allow you to it shows that dad as can be embarrassed. It's okay.
The freedom to be uncool. John, you want to weigh in on that as well?
Why'd you come to me with the uncool bit?
you're our dad here. What can I say?
It's because you started.
You're living this stuff.
If you hadn't started with Kant.
Excellent exactly. points from your callers. I think that it's making me think about my own dad as well. And I know wherever he is now, I'm sure he's looking down on me. He's not dead. He's just very condescending.
That's why we went to you, John.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a very good one, actually. Let me just quickly reintroduce everybody, and that's John Sutton, also with us, Bill Hangley Jr., and Jaya Saxena, and we are talking about dad jokes. And again, looks like the phones exploded at 1-888-477-9499. I'm Marty Moscowen, and you're listening to Radio Times here on WHYY. Let me get, looks like Vicki from Cape May, New Jersey, to join us on Radio Times. Hi, Vicki, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener, and this is the first time I've gotten to speak to anyone.
Excellent.
So I'm thrilled. But I am from Philadelphia originally, and my father had a very dry sense of humor, but very funny. And every time we'd pass a cemetery, his joke was, hey, Vicki, how many people do you think are dead in that cemetery? And I'd say, oh, about 300, 450. He'd say, no, all of them. And I didn't really get that joke until I was about 8 or 9. And finally, it dawned on me, yes, they're all dead. That was a dad joke right there.
Let's just say some dads have a bigger challenge than others.
Yes, the long delay. Vicki, thanks so much for calling into Radio Times. Do you think, John, that dad jokes will live into the humor that, into the future, that this is just sort of almost sort of part of our, not just DNA, but just a part of what it is to be part of a family or even to be a dad?
I think so, and I think they're only going to get more prevalent. If you think about them being a millennial generation thing, I don't know if that's because it coincides with the rise of social media and it becomes an awful lot easier to share dad jokes and to basically rip off other people's jokes and pass them off as your own. I think they're just going to get circulated and recirculated, and I think, yeah, they're definitely here to stay.
And, Jaya, it seems like the internet is a good place for this kind of humor.
It is. And I do think there's something in terms of sharing it. But I think that sharing these sorts of jokes has been the hallmark of dad jokes in general. I mean, I'm pretty sure the number of someone walks into a bar jokes or puns that I've heard from my dad, he didn't come up with all of them. He heard them somewhere else. And as a 6-year-old, I thought he was coming up with them on his own. But, you know, I think there's a long history of shared jokes or passing them off on your own. And this just makes it easier maybe for dads, new dads, old dads to get new material.
Bill, final word to you.
One of the things that's great about the dad joke is that the kids are so young that they don't know that it's not. And I can tell you from reading, and I think it's almost 10 years or maybe a little more that I've been screening jokes for RD, hundreds of thousands of
Reader's
jokes.
Digest, yeah.
Exactly. And the same things just come around over and over and over again because everywhere are dads being dads.
On that note, my thanks to all three of you for joining us today on Radio Times. Happy Father's Day to all the dads in our audience. John Sutton, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It's been fun for us as well. He's a psychologist, founder of the Dad Pride blog. Bill Hangley Jr., thank you for joining us as well.
My pleasure.
And he's a freelance reporter here at WHYY and humor editor at Reader's Digest. And Jaya Saxena, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Times as well.
No, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. She's a writer, co-founder of the satirical Dad magazine, and that's at the website The Toast. Go to whyy.org/radiotimes. You can find out much more about this program. I'm Marty Moscowen. Thank you so much for joining us.